Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's almost Halloween, and the orb weaver spiders are busy. Let's go in-depth with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz. Well, Marla, it's time of the year for the spiders to be out, isn't it?
It is. When it gets to be almost Halloween, we get a real treat outside.
You're calling these spiders that we see frequently orb weavers.
Yes, they're the ones that are most familiar with the real circular webs that kind of look like a spoke of a wheel.
And they're big.
And they're big. Some of them are really, really big, and then some of them are very small. But especially during dewy mornings, you can look out over the grasslands or fence rows and the ditches, and you just see nothing but glistening webs everywhere. And it's quite beautiful, really.
They're yellow and black spiders. Some of them are pretty big, most of them?
Most of them are pretty big. We call them garden spiders. Some of us are familiar with the big black and yellow ones that we see. There are different banded ones, which are a little different in coloration and more striped. There's marbled orb weavers. There's spiny orb weavers. Kind of depends on where you're at and what type of habitat you're in, of what kind you'll get to see. The normal garden spiders that we're probably more familiar with, we find in the grasslands and in the ditches and the more open areas. Some of the more unique ones are in the woodlands, such as the spiny orb weaver and the marbled orb weaver.
I didn't know there were so many kinds. I just thought they were garden spiders.
They're all kind of called garden spiders. We kind of brand them into one name. They are, some people refer them to as Argiopes, and that means with a bright face. And so when they have a brightly colored abdomen and the circular web, that usually tells everyone that they are a type of orb weaver. That's where to begin.
I presume they're all different species or genera?
They are all in the same category, but yes, they all are. They all look totally different. They look like a regular spider with three body parts, a large abdomen usually, and then the cephalothorax, which is the head and the thorax together, rather than being separate like a general insect would be.
Well, and the thing that is so striking about them is the beautiful yellow.
They are. They're gorgeous. They're absolutely gorgeous. And they're really kind of a harmless spider unless you really want to mess with them and irritate them. But they flee upon any vibration on their web. You know, if they know it's a danger. And so they flee very easily. And they'll almost fly off their web at something that's oncoming that is much larger than what they anticipate for their web.
Well, and we're at the entrance of Cordova on G28, north of the lake, and they're everywhere.
They are. You'll come here. It's a little chilly this morning, so not all of them are out, but there's just a few areas that you can walk to and easily see 50 of them, which isn't difficult at all. You don't even really have to look. And, of course, the reconstructed prairies are all around the park, and so you can see a lot of them along the edge. And on a dewy morning, basically the whole grassland areas are covered in circular orb webs, and they just glow, they glisten. So it's not too hard to find the spiders, but you usually see the webs first.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about orb weaver spiders with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz. Well, I was driving down the highway the other day, and it was just the right time of day. It was just the right, the sun was perfect, and the dew was on the webs, and it was like there were thousands of them, you know, as I looked ahead in the mile ahead of me. It was amazing.
It is. It's an amazing scene. And these types of orb weaver webs are kind of where we get our Halloween decor ideas from, those types of webs that we want to decorate with. They're they're kind of the end to our season. That's kind of what happens after, you know, spring and summer, and all the pollinators and all the bees and wasps and everything has fulfilled its life. They're usually going to lay eggs and die. That's usually what happens to most insects. And so the eggs won't hatch until next spring, or they won't start over until next spring. Some butterflies will hibernate, you know, whether they are in caterpillar stage, butterfly stage, or egg stage. It just kind of depends on the species, but they're like the end of life. They're feeding on everything that's going into retirement. This is the time of year when they come out to feed. And they won't live beyond the first frost, probably. But most of the females we find on the webs, the males are a little bit smaller, but they're more of a traveler rather than a web weaver. And lots of times they will travel, and prior to mating, they do a little plucking on the web of the female. You know, it's just kind of a little love song on her web. It's kind of romantic in a way to think about, but sometimes he gets caught in her web, and he doesn't live very long either. Sometimes he goes away, but it just kind of depends on the situation and what happens in the little magic world of the spiders.
He becomes lunch?
He sometimes becomes lunch. Yes.
Oh. Poor guy.
I know. It's kind of like it's tragedy for some of our insects, kind of like the praying mantis and others, but not always. I've only found a few webs that had another garden spider webbed into her, weaved into her web, I should say. So you kind of feel bad, but it's like, well, that's part of the magic. But to watch them spin webs too around their prey is really amazing, whether they're creating the web first thing of a morning or wrapping their prey. It comes out as liquid, and you can see the liquid silk releasing from the spinnerets on her abdomen, and it's really awesome. It's kind of beautiful if you can get it into the sunlight, and she works and she works and she works. And sometimes you notice these spiders too, they have zigzags in them, or designs in the center, and sometimes they get the name as the writing spider. And those zigzags are usually a stickier web, and they're really not sure exactly what those zigzags are for. So there's a lot of theories, whether it's a warning to birds, whether it makes it look like they are larger to other animals that may be coming through, or if it's more sticky area for prey animals to get into.
And so they reweave these every day?
They do. It's a new web every day.
And is that necessary? Yesterday's web isn't sticky enough, or it's blown down, or?
Yeah, they go through a lot of wind, and of course the plants are rubbing against the webs. And I've noticed a few. I didn't really realize that they created new webs so often. But as I was looking at, through all the flowers and the grasses, there were weed seeds and milkweed seeds and all kinds of seeds sticking onto the sticky portions of the web, because only the round circular portions of the web are sticky. The braces of the web are not, so that's how they travel, is their feet on the non-sticky portion. But they'll be designed with all kinds of little bugs and plant seeds, and the next day it appears that either they worked all night to clean that or something is different. But each day they adjust to wind direction and temperature, and they weave a new web, and they redo the braces of the web. So yeah, it takes a while to kind of fulfill some of your observations, you know, because you really don't understand all that they do. And it's kind of a magical world of the spider.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about orb weaver spiders with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz. There's one right here, and there's this roundish thing by it. What's that?
Those are egg sacs. So right now, there's a lot of egg sacs being produced by any different spider, not just the orb weavers, but those egg sacs will probably lie dormant as long as it keeps getting colder until next spring. And, of course, there's all kinds of different things that will damage the spider eggs or eat spider eggs, and so there's a high mortality rate, but there's lots of eggs being laid to come out in the spring.
What are those little, teeny, little fuzzy things on, smaller than the size of a head of a pin on the egg sac?
Those are actually eggs, more eggs that have been laid. Eggs. The egg sac is filled with lots and lots of baby spider eggs. So they will break open and they will scatter. And it may be that some of these will hatch as long as the weather stays nice, but they probably won't have a long life to live if it starts to get really cold again, because they can't survive usually in the winter. This egg sac over here in this corner is more of an orb weaver egg sac where it's very large. I would say it's probably about the size of a nickel and maybe a half an inch in depth. But, yeah, there's thousands of baby spiders in those egg sacs.
Thousands?
Thousands.
That's pretty cool. Now, I know some people are thinking that's pretty scary, too,
if
they're listening.
People are really scared of spiders, and that's, you know, it kind of depends on how you've grown up or if they've surprised you or if people have played maybe some dirty tricks on you for spiders. We really don't have a lot of bad spiders to worry about, as do some states. There are always some to look out for, but the orb weavers are the most common. Insects are the most common animal in the world. Numerous different species, but that's kind of what makes our earth work. You know, we have to have all those insects to pollinate and do their job in the environment. So they all have their own little niche and what they're supposed to do in life and play a part in the environmental role. So it's just we're enjoying the beauty of them right now.
Mm-hmm. Do we know why they are striped, why they have the designs they have, the yellow?
I don't know if it's some type of warning sign. Most brightly colored animals are usually either they're toxic or they mimic toxicity. So I think the yellows and the blacks are usually a bright color, maybe to birds. Hummingbirds get caught in spiders' webs a lot. Not that they want the hummingbirds to, because it damages their web as well. But, yeah, I don't know if it's a warning sign or exactly what that theory is. But the spiny orb weavers that I find in the woodlands, they have a white spiny crown on their back, and it's almost a beehive shape for their abdomen. And so it's very hard to see them. They're very obscure in the plants. But the marbled orb weaver in the woodlands are yellow and black with bright red legs.
So, amazing. So many different kinds.
So many different kinds. There's a lot of ground spiders, wolf spiders, tunnel spiders out right now, too, that you can see. But all the orbed, spiraled webs that we see are all these amazing orb weavers.
Well, now this has made me want to go get a cup of coffee, pull up a lawn chair, and sit here and watch them work.
You do. It's kind of fun. I've tried to capture them on camera, but you just can't capture, you know, all that really occurs. You have to kind of watch and watch and learn and observe, I guess. But they're gorgeous, and they will work right in front of you. You don't have to worry about that. They don't come off their web to come and try and bite you or anything like that. They've got their job to do, and as long as you keep your distance, you know, more than a foot away, they're not going to be bothered. But if you mess with their web, then they're probably going to flee, and then they will have to start over again.
Well, and just sitting there, people driving by watching me watch spiders, they'd think that was pretty strange. But
Yeah, they've I've had a lot of looks here at the entrance in Cordova because this wildflower area, there's probably an orb weaver every 6 inches. So every day, the angle is a little bit different. The shape is a little different. What plants they use structurally is a little different. But I know the mailman and a lot of park visitors really wonder why that lady's standing out in the ditch, just crouched down watching the ground. But that's okay. That's okay. It's fun to discover and share that.
Thanks to Marla Mertz for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.